Self-control is the highest virtue. There comes a point in life when strength can no longer be borrowed from momentum, circumstance, or youth. At a certain age, clarity becomes more valuable than speed, discipline more valuable than ambition, and presence more powerful than noise. People begin to sense who is anchored and who is drifting, who carries themselves with internal order, and who hides behind performance. This is where the Stoic aura begins. When a person no longer moves through the world reacting to it, but directing themselves with intention so clean, it becomes unmistakable. A mature mind understands that real authority does not come from aggressiveness, confidence tricks, or forced dominance. It comes from internal structure, the ability to stay grounded in difficulty, to see clearly through confusion, to act with restraint when others rush, and to maintain direction without applause. When these internal disciplines accumulate, quiet thought, deliberate action, reasoned judgment, self-possession, controlled conduct, personal standards, and consistent presence, they form a type of influence that cannot be imitated. It is not loud, but it is unmistakable. It is not dramatic, but it shapes every room it enters. This opens the door to mastering that presence. What follows is not a performance, a persona, or a self-help tactic. It is a reconstruction of how you carry yourself, how you think, how you act, and how you decide. These seven qualities form the architecture of someone who no longer chases control from the outside, but builds it from within. For those ready to embody the weight, clarity, and authority of the Stoic aura, this is where the shift begins. Chapter 1. Unshakable Presence. The still mind commands without motion. Presence is the weight of a life organized around restraint. It does not seek attention, it draws it. It moves through silence, through the discipline of composure, through the refusal to be pulled into noise. The Stoic understands that control begins where reactivity ends. Every impulse resisted is strength multiplied. Every reaction withheld is power preserved. The modern world praises expression, yet the ancients knew the truth of economy. When the face is calm, the mind is undisturbed. When the posture is settled, the thoughts sharpen. The individual who rules their expression begins to rule their environment. Emotion projected outward invites disturbance inward. Emotion held within becomes energy contained, refined, weaponized for direction. The one who walks without hurry, speaks without urgency, and listens without defense begins to emanate command. They are no longer influenced by the rhythm of others. They set their own rhythm, deliberate, precise, indifferent to pressure. This rhythm becomes a signal of authority, the rare pattern of self-possession that the world unconsciously recognizes and yields to. The Stoic does not display control through tension, but through ease. Their calmness is not softness, it is structure. Stillness is their armor, patience their edge. When faced with provocation, they do not retreat, they remain. The silence that follows an insult is the true mark of mastery. Words can be measured, but presence is beyond measure. Power in presence is not a posture of dominance. It is the absence of need. The eyes that do not search, the hands that do not fidget, the breath that remains even, these form the architecture of calm strength. This steadiness signals certainty, and certainty, when paired with restraint, commands all situations without effort. Every environment bends to the temperament of the most composed person within it. The Stoic knows this, and therefore trains not for reaction, but for stillness. They rise before the noise begins. They begin their day with ordered ritual. Each act, pouring water, tightening a belt, walking to the first task, is a declaration that nothing external will dictate their state. presence becomes unshakable through repetition of calm under stress. Discipline is not the suppression of emotion, but the redirection of energy. The Stoic studies their own agitation, locates its source, and subtracts the unnecessary. They remove the dependency on approval, the fear of outcome, the hunger for validation. What remains is concentration, pure, clean, ready. An unshakable presence requires mastery of stillness in movement. When the Stoic works, their actions are stripped of excess. The hands perform one motion at a time. The body follows the most efficient line. There is a rhythm of clean execution, a visible simplicity that others interpret as grace. This grace is not aesthetic. It is mechanical precision born of inward order. Silence is a discipline. The Stoic practices it as an art. They know that speech loses value when used without restraint. When they speak, it is brief, exact, and necessary. Listeners sense weight not from volume, but from intent. In this economy of words, language becomes signal instead of noise. To cultivate unshakable presence, one must sever dependence on reaction. The ego thrives on conflict. The Stoic starves it. When insulted, they do not explain. When praised, they do not glow. When ignored, they do not flinch. They maintain equilibrium through a single governing question. Does this deserve my energy? Most things do not. Composure is not a mood. It is a stance. It is the mental equivalent of a shield raised before the blow lands. The Stoic trains this stance in ordinary moments. When the traffic delays them, when a message arrives with irritation, when plans change, they breathe once and continue. No complaint, no indulgence, no spike of emotion. Each moment of withheld reactivity builds the fortress higher. The unshakable person is not born, they are built. The foundation is repetition. Each sunrise, the same order. Wake, breathe, move, reflect. The external world will never stabilize. The Stoic does not wait for peace, they generate it. Routine becomes their anchor. From it grows consistency, from consistency, power. Stillness extends beyond posture. It is mental architecture. The Stoic filters thoughts as a craftsman refines material. They accept only what conserves structure. Opinions, gossip, speculation, these are impurities. They weaken the beam of focus. The Stoic discards them. Thought becomes clean, reduced to essentials. Duty, discipline, reason. Through this discipline, presence gains density. It is felt before it is seen. People sense it as certainty, as quiet gravity. In conversation, the Stoic does not rush to fill silence. They let it exist. Others reveal themselves within it. The calm individual draws truth by mere patience. The hurried expose themselves through noise. Stillness in confrontation is not passivity. It is control at its highest voltage. To remain unmoved while chaos erupts is to project command. The Stoic does not match the energy of conflict. They absorb it, transform it, and decide. Reaction is easy. Response is art. The one who waits a moment longer than impulse owns the moment entirely. The unshakable presence is forged in discomfort. The Stoic seeks hardship as training. Cold water, long silence, physical strain, all serve the same purpose: to separate the mind from the body's noise. When the body complains, the mind remains neutral. Through repetition, the threshold of disturbance expands until little can penetrate. This discipline produces a different kind of strength. It does not depend on appearance or recognition. It is invisible, yet undeniable. In meetings, in negotiation, in conflict, this presence communicates authority before words arrive. The Stoic becomes the fixed point in every exchange. Calmness must be paired with clarity. The Stoic does not merely endure. They perceive from stillness. They see structure. They recognize patterns others miss because they are not clouded by reaction. This precision makes their decisions clean and their timing exact. The unshakable presence is therefore strategic. It is composure with awareness. Those who chase dominance often mistake aggression for command. True power does not announce itself. It arrives and remains. The Stoic moves as if time itself adjusts to their pace. Their authority is not taken. It is recognized. Others feel it instinctively because calmness is rare and rarity commands attention. This presence extends beyond human interaction. The Stoics' environment reflects their inner order. The workspace is minimal, clean lines, no clutter. The movement from one task to the next is seamless. When order exists in the small, it radiates into the large. The mind sees without obstruction, acts without confusion. The Stoic treats every disturbance as measurement. Each challenge is data. If anger arises, they study its cause, not its story. If fear appears, they locate its weakness, not its narrative. Emotion becomes teacher, not master. Through this observation, the Stoic gains insight, and with insight, control deepens. Unshakable presence is also expressed through patience. The hurried exhaust themselves before the finish. The Stoic conserves energy by pacing intention. They are deliberate in goal and steady in pursuit. Delay does not frustrate them. It sharpens endurance. In time, they arrive exactly where they aimed. Without wasted motion, there is serenity and discipline. The Stoic experiences peace not from absence of struggle, but from precision within it. They view pressure as a sculptor views marble. Every strike refines the form. Every resistance clarifies purpose. The unshakable individual welcomes this process. They do not resist correction. They adapt and continue energy. Once disciplined, becomes charisma. Presence that is calm yet charged influences without words. People feel safer, more focused, more organized around those who carry this energy. The Stoic does not pursue admiration. It happens as a natural byproduct of coherence. To hold steady under chaos is to transmit certainty. The Stoic's calmness becomes an anchor for others. Their composure does not demand. It stabilizes. In times of confusion, people instinctively follow the one who is not moved. The world looks for certainty, and the Stoic provides it by existing without fluctuation. Every person faces provocation daily through distraction, expectation, disappointment. The Stoic measures their strength not by avoidance, but by response. To remain centered amid interference is victory. To stay silent when silence is power is mastery. The unshakable presence is never rigid. Flexibility within control is key. The Stoic adapts to circumstance while preserving principle. They bend without breaking. They shift without losing axis. This balance creates both endurance and influence. When silence becomes natural and focus habitual, the Stoic's aura solidifies. Their eyes no longer dart, they observe. Their speech no longer fills time, it defines it. They no longer compete for space, they occupy it effortlessly. Power ceases to be pursued, it is possessed. Every practice that strengthens presence, meditation, breath control, physical training, exists to reinforce the same truth. Mastery of self precedes mastery of circumstance. The Stoic returns to this law daily, engraving it through repetition until it becomes instinct. Composure cannot be faked. The body betrays false calm. True stillness arises from alignment between thought and action. When what is done matches what is believed, tension dissolves. The Stoic acts only on what is chosen by reason. From that unity comes serenity. The final proof of unshakable presence is consistency. The Stoic does not fluctuate with praise or insult, With victory or setback, their pace, tone, and discipline remain the same. They do not depend on environment to determine their state. They determine the environment through their state. To embody this aura is to move as an axis while the world spins. It is to stand where others lean, to breathe where others break, to continue where others collapse. Presence, when unshakable, becomes both shield and signal. It does not need defense. It needs only to exist. Chapter 2. Measured Emotion. Emotion is neither enemy nor weakness. It is raw energy awaiting mastery. The Stoic does not reject feeling, they refine it. Within every surge of anger, sorrow, or joy lies a resource. The difference between disorder and discipline is control of this energy. At its point of origin, measured emotion is the art of containment. The untrained mind leaks strength through reaction. The trained mind holds that same power in reserve until it becomes usable. The Stoic understands that intensity without structure destroys precision. Controlled emotion, however, strengthens it. Every feeling becomes potential once shaped by reason. The sculptor does not discard stone for its roughness. They carve until the form emerges. The Stoic does the same with emotion. They study its direction, examine its intent, and refine its purpose. Anger becomes justice when purified of ego. Fear becomes vigilance when separated from imagination. Desire becomes discipline when aligned with principle. The world encourages indulgence. To feel is to prove existence, they say. Yet unfiltered feeling erodes clarity. The Stoic reverses this culture of reaction. They experience emotion fully but act selectively. They do not suppress, they channel. When sadness comes, they observe it. When anger rises, they analyze it. Nothing escapes attention. Everything undergoes refinement. Control begins with awareness. The Stoic watches the first spark of feeling without judgment. They notice the breath shorten, the pulse rise, the thoughts accelerate. Then they pause. That pause is sovereignty. It is the border between compulsion and command. To pause is to own the moment. Within that stillness, they decide whether the feeling deserves action or dismissal. Measured emotion grants power in all arenas. In conversation, it allows restraint when others provoke. In conflict, it prevents escalation. In leadership, it projects calmness that stabilizes others. The Stoic's demeanor becomes a mirror that reflects the undisciplined nature of those around them. Their calm exposes chaos without a word spoken. When the Stoic feels insult, they measure it. Does this attack alter character? No. Does it threaten principle? No. Then it holds no value. The emotion subsides before it matures into anger. This calculation is not coldness, it is clarity. The Stoic's emotional economy wastes nothing. Measured emotion also preserves energy. Every unnecessary reaction drains focus. Every impulse satisfied creates dependency. The Stoic sees emotion as currency, spent only when return exceeds cost. They invest feeling where it can strengthen purpose, not weaken it. Love becomes loyalty. Ambition becomes work. Sadness becomes reflection. Nothing is wasted. The silent flame within the Stoic burns evenly. It does not flicker with circumstance. Others may seek validation through outburst. The Stoic finds strength in restraint. They know emotion's highest expression is endurance. Patience is not absence of feeling, it is mastery of it. To govern emotion is to govern perception. When feeling dominates thought, perspective narrows. When reason governs emotion, perception widens. The Stoic's mind remains panoramic even in pressure. They view events as patterns, not attacks. Emotion in this light becomes data, useful, instructive, transient. Discipline refines sensitivity. The Stoic does not become numb, they become precise. They sense shifts in tone, energy, and intent, but remain unmoved. This awareness allows strategic response. Emotion is acknowledged, classified, then acted upon from reason. This process transforms instinct into intelligence. Measured emotion requires training through discomfort. When insulted, the Stoic practices stillness. When delayed, they practice patience. When misunderstood, they practice silence. Each exercise strengthens the gap between stimulus and response. That gap becomes armor, anger, left wild, enslaves. The Stoic examines anger's structure. It arises from expectation unmet or ego threatened. Once this is seen, anger loses control. It cannot dominate what is understood. The Stoic may feel the heat of injustice, but channels it toward constructive correction, not vengeance. Grief, too, becomes teacher. Loss reveals attachment. The Stoic mourns but does not despair. They see death and change as functions of nature. To resist them is to resist order itself. Their emotion becomes reverence, not rebellion. Sorrow refines gratitude. Memory becomes strength. Joy, when measured, retains purity. The Stoic enjoys without dependency. They accept pleasure as gift, not guarantee. When it departs, they remain whole. Measured joy sharpens appreciation while preserving balance. The Stoic smiles without clinging. Desire becomes disciplined ambition. The Stoic recognizes that longing is natural but dangerous when uncontrolled. They redirect it into effort. Every desire becomes an opportunity for focus. The craving for comfort becomes endurance training. The desire for recognition becomes silent excellence. Desire, when guided, builds destiny. Emotion is also a test of truth. The Stoic uses it as compass. If a reaction is excessive, it signals hidden attachment or fear. The wise investigate these roots, trimming dependency until the reaction fades. The goal is not emotional death, but emotional order. No excess, no deficit. Measured emotion transforms communication. The Stoic does not interrupt or argue reflexively. They respond after the temperature cools. This control gives their words gravity. Each statement arrives deliberate, stripped of impulse. In negotiation or conflict, this calm presence bends outcomes in their favor. To remain emotionally composed under scrutiny is leadership. The Stoic's team, family, or circle feels safe in their steadiness. Their stability communicates reliability. The calm voice during crisis restores direction more effectively than command shouted in panic. Measured emotion sharpens intuition. When the noise of overreaction quiets, the mind detects subtle truths. The Stoic reads environment, tone, and pattern with clarity. Intuition becomes informed awareness, not fantasy. Emotion, instead of clouding perception, now illuminates it. Every feeling carries information. The Stoic's task is interpretation. They ask, what does this teach me about myself? Where does this originate? What principle is being tested? These questions dissolve confusion. Emotion becomes a feedback system instead of a force of chaos. In relationships, measured emotion prevents instability. The Stoic listens fully before responding. They maintain composure when others spiral. Their steadiness invites trust. Conflict resolves faster because emotion does not distort communication. Calm becomes contagious. Measured emotion also strengthens endurance. When fatigue, hunger, or stress threaten composure, the Stoic recalls their training. They breathe, realign, and continue. Emotion becomes signal to adjust, not to surrender. The disciplined mind endures what the impulsive mind magnifies. In the Stoic framework, the highest form of courage is emotional stability. To face chaos without inner collapse requires structure. Measured emotion creates that structure. It builds a state of being that cannot be manipulated by fear, insult, or temptation. To refine emotion, one must confront it directly. The Stoic journals their reactions, tracks patterns and studies cause this process, exposes illusions. They learn which emotions serve virtue and which betray it. In this awareness, detachment becomes natural, not forced. Measured emotion restores dignity. When the individual stops being controlled by feeling, they regain choice. They no longer apologize for outbursts or regret impulsive acts. Their life becomes intentional. The quiet self-respect of control replaces the noise of reactivity. In the modern world, outrage is currency. The Stoic does not trade in it. They observe chaos without joining. Their restraint provokes curiosity. How can someone remain unmoved in this climate? The answer is training. Discipline practiced daily until calm becomes instinct. Measured emotion is also elegance. It is refinement visible in tone, gaze, and timing. Those who master it move differently. They speak less, listen more, decide slowly. Their pace unsettles the frantic. Their steadiness exposes the shallow. This is power expressed through stillness. Emotion can be weapon or shield. The Stoic wields it as both. They choose empathy where it heals, indifference where it protects, and resolve where it demands. Each use is intentional. Nothing leaks, nothing overflows. Measured emotion transforms adversity into material for growth. The Stoic uses frustration as endurance training, humiliation as humility practice, boredom as patience cultivation. Every emotion serves progress once understood. Life ceases to provoke, it instructs. Through this mastery, emotion becomes ally. The Stoic experiences full humanity without slavery to impulse. Their composure does not deny feeling, it perfects it. They express emotion without distortion. Sincerity remains, volatility disappears. In the end, measured emotion produces clarity of will. The Stoics' actions align with principle, not pressure. Their relationships become stable, their ambitions sustainable. They move through triumph and disaster with equal rhythm. The flame within burns steady. The one who governs emotion governs destiny. They are not carried by mood or moment. They walk the line between passion and peace with precision. Their silence holds strength, their words hold direction, and their calm holds the world in quiet balance. Chapter 3. Disciplined energy. Energy without order is erosion. The Stoic does not seek to possess more strength. They seek to direct what already exists. Every individual holds power within, but few shape it. The disciplined mind treats energy as currency, measuring each expenditure, refining its use until motion itself becomes art. The disciplined person does not wake to mood, they wake to mission. Their day begins not with indulgence, but intention. Movement is immediate, deliberate, ritualized. The act of rising becomes the first victory. The bed is not comfort, it is test. The Stoic meets it as they meet every challenge. With structure, energy is preserved through routine. The world consumes those who drift through unstructured time. The Stoic builds patterns that conserve focus. Their schedule is not prison, it is protection. It shields from distraction, filters impulse, and aligns energy toward duty. The disciplined person acts from plan, not from whim, to control energy. One must know its leaks. The Stoic identifies habits that drain vitality, complaint, gossip, indecision, indulgence. These are the fractures through which life force escapes. They seal each one through awareness. Energy saved becomes strength accumulated. It turns inward, then upward, into purpose. Physical discipline anchors mental order. The Stoic trains the body not for vanity, but for mastery. Every repetition in exercise becomes an affirmation of control. Each push, each breath, each strain is a rehearsal of will strength earned through effort, hardens the mind against weakness. A healthy body is not decoration, it is a weapon of endurance. Discipline transforms fatigue into signal. When the untrained mind quits at the first discomfort, the Stoic interprets fatigue as a message, not command. Pain means growth in progress. The disciplined person welcomes it. Through hardship, energy becomes conditioned. What once drained now strengthens. Energy expands through clarity. The Stoic removes decision clutter. Each morning's path is predetermined. Clothes prepared, priorities listed, distractions minimized. Every choice eliminated before the day begins saves strength for what matters. The mind remains sharp, untaxed by trivial options. Momentum arises from repetition. The Stoic does not rely on motivation. It is inconsistent. They rely on sequence. When one action always follows another, inertia dissolves. Motion becomes automatic. The disciplined person moves through ritual as a warrior through drill, efficient, unthinking, precise. Energy, once disciplined, generates presence. The Stoic's calm intensity commands attention because it radiates steadiness. They do not fidget, they do not scatter. Every movement has intent. The way they walk, speak, and sit communicates control. Power resides in economy. Discipline is sustained by purpose without aim. Structure decays into rigidity. The Stoic links every habit to meaning. Exercise serves endurance. Reading sharpens perception. Reflection aligns will. Nothing is random. Purpose converts routine into ritual. Ritual converts effort into strength. The disciplined person is not immune to exhaustion. They simply manage it. Rest becomes strategic, not indulgent. Recovery is scheduled, not improvised. The Stoic respects the body as instrument. They maintain it without worshipping it. Even leisure is chosen for renewal, not escape. Discipline refines the quality of attention. The average mind drifts, pulled by novelty. The Stoic trains concentration like muscle. When working, they are fully present. When resting, they are fully still. Divided attention weakens results. Unified focus multiplies them. Energy becomes character when consistent. A single act of effort means little. Repetition defines identity. The Stoic treats every day as training ground. Their energy, once chaotic, becomes rhythm, measured, deliberate, continuous. They move through life as a force in control of its own flow. Endurance is the final test of disciplined energy. Short bursts of intensity are easy. Sustained application is mastery. The Stoic endures repetition without boredom, hardship without complaint, delay without frustration. Their energy does not flare and fade. It burns steady. To command energy, one must command emotion. The Stoic aligns feeling with function. Anger fuels work. Fear sharpens awareness. Joy sustains morale. No energy is wasted on resentment or regret. Each emotion serves direction. Discipline integrates all forces into harmony. The disciplined person does not confuse rest with laziness. True rest renews energy. Laziness drains it further. The Stoic ends the day with closure. Tasks reviewed, lessons noted, mind cleared. They sleep without guilt because they have earned it. Discipline gives rest its depth. Structure liberates. The undisciplined view order as constraint. The Stoic knows the opposite. Structure removes confusion, and within clarity lies freedom. Energy once wasted on indecision is now available for creation. Constraint, properly applied, amplifies power. To maintain discipline under pressure is rare. The Stoic practices this through small challenges: cold showers, early rising, fasting, repetition. These controlled hardships build resistance energy that, once scattered under stress, becomes focused through habit. Adversity then becomes activation. Every act of order strengthens will. The Stoic understands that chaos invites weakness. When the desk is clear, when the schedule is precise, when the mind is still, energy flows without friction. Clean surroundings reflect clean thinking. Clean thinking produces decisive action. Discipline requires detachment from impulse. The Stoic observes craving but does not obey it. They eat when it is time, not when hungry. They work when required, not when inspired. This detachment gives stability. Impulse loses authority. Reason takes command. Energy channels through duty. The Stoic defines their obligations clearly, to self, to family, to purpose. Duty simplifies decision. When choice aligns with duty, conflict disappears. The mind stops arguing with itself. Energy is no longer divided. The disciplined person acts before they feel ready. Waiting for ideal conditions is delay disguised as logic. The Stoic begins regardless of mood. Action creates momentum. Motion generates clarity. Energy grows through use, not preservation. Persistence transforms ordinary energy into excellence. The Stoic continues after motivation dies. They continue when no one watches. They continue because continuity is identity. To stop for lack of mood is to submit to weakness. The disciplined person refuses. Discipline is rhythm with reason. It is not rigidity. The Stoic adjusts pattern without breaking principle. They adapt the method, not the mission. This flexibility prevents stagnation. Their energy remains alive, not mechanical. Control of energy extends to speech. The disciplined person speaks less, with precision. Every word costs strength. They spend carefully. Conversations shorten. Clarity increases. The world wastes energy in noise. The Stoic conserves it in silence. Physical movement sharpens mental momentum. The Stoic treats exercise as meditation. Each repetition, each breath, each step is counted, felt, mastered. The body becomes instrument of focus. When the body obeys, the mind follows. Energy strengthens through consistency in adversity. When plans collapse, the Stoic adjusts instantly. They do not waste motion on complaint. Each setback is translated into task. Adapt, continue, refine. They do not hesitate. Hesitation is decay. The disciplined mind filters inputs. The Stoic limits consumption, media, talk, stimulation. Each item consumed demands processing. By choosing less, they preserve attention. Focus becomes nutrition. Simplicity becomes strength. Every system decays without maintenance. The Stoic revises routines often. What once worked may no longer serve. Discipline evolves through audit. Reflection each evening renews clarity. The next day begins sharper, cleaner, leaner. The disciplined person moves by principle, not pressure. They know exactly why they act. That knowledge fortifies endurance. Without it, effort collapses. Purpose sustains energy longer than excitement ever could. When energy is mastered, presence intensifies. People sense it as confidence, not arrogance. It is the calm readiness of one who wastes nothing. The Stoic enters each space already aligned within. Their energy does not compete, it commands. The disciplined person respects time as sacred. Every minute misused is potential lost. They divide the day like territory, each hour conquered through focus. Time wasted is energy diluted. The Stoic guards it as fiercely as honor. Effort sustained through years becomes character. Discipline ceases to feel like labor. It becomes identity. The Stoic no longer chooses between ease and effort. They simply act according to design. What was once practiced is now nature. Energy under control radiates stability. Others rely on it, even unconsciously. In families, teams or nations, the most disciplined individual becomes the axis. Their steadiness balances those around them. The Stoic thus leads without declaring leadership. The culmination of disciplined energy is quiet power. It does not rush. It does not boast. It simply moves, every motion precise, every choice deliberate. When chaos rises, this energy remains unchanged. It acts as anchor in storm, signal in confusion. To embody disciplined energy is to live as constant motion under complete control. It is to turn effort into rhythm, routine into weapon, endurance into identity. The Stoic becomes the convergence of stillness and strength, moving without waste, acting without hesitation, living without disorder. Chapter 4. Purpose Anchoring. Purpose is direction made visible. The Stoic understands that without a fixed aim, strength disperses. Energy unanchored becomes drift. Discipline without destination becomes exhaustion. Purpose aligns all effort, converting endurance into momentum and motion into meaning. The Stoic path begins with clarity of principle. Purpose is not ambition, it is alignment. Ambition chases recognition. Purpose seeks order. The disciplined mind defines what is worth suffering for. Once that is known, distraction loses influence. The individual becomes centered, like a compass that always finds north. To anchor purpose, the Stoic examines motive. Why do I act? Whose standard do I serve? If the answer shifts with praise or fear, it is not purpose, it is performance. True purpose remains steady under neglect and rejection alike. It requires no witness. It exists as private oath between self and reason. Purpose gives time its shape. Days lose their chaos when bound to a direction. The Stoic wakes not to the randomness of events, but to the continuation of mission. Each action carries coherence because it contributes to something enduring. Without purpose, activity becomes noise. With it, even silence holds direction. The world pulls through novelty and comfort. The Stoic resists by returning to aim. Every distraction asks the same question: does this serve my purpose? If not, it dissolves. Focus becomes protection. The individual gains serenity by narrowing attention to what aligns with their defined course. Purpose anchoring begins in solitude. The Stoic withdraws to listen for the signal beneath noise. They study what endures beyond emotion: duty, virtue, contribution. From this study, they craft a code. That code becomes compass. When external forces tempt deviation, they check direction against it and continue straight. To live without purpose is to drift through borrowed goals. The Stoic rejects imitation. They do not copy the aims of others. They define their own. Each life demands a different standard of excellence. Purpose discovered through reflection becomes immune to envy. The Stoic no longer competes. They construct purpose, transforms suffering into resource. When hardship arrives, it no longer feels arbitrary. It becomes training. Every obstacle tests alignment. If the goal remains the same through pain, it is genuine. The Stoic uses adversity to deepen conviction. Each trial strengthens the anchor. The anchored person acts with unity. Thought, emotion, and motion move in the same direction. There is no contradiction between what they desire and what they do. This alignment radiates peace. Inner conflict dissolves. The Stoic becomes whole. Purpose simplifies morality. Decisions reduce to one measure. Does this act serve virtue? The Stoic's ethics are not situational, they are structural. Integrity replaces calculation. Once principle defines the aim, compromise ceases to exist. The mind rests in certainty. To anchor purpose is to accept solitude. Many will not understand the calm persistence of one who follows internal law. The Stoic accepts misunderstanding as cost of clarity. Approval cannot be anchor. Purpose must survive silence and opposition alike. Endurance in isolation becomes proof of authenticity. Anchored purpose generates stability under chaos. When markets shift, relationships end, or plans fail, the Stoic's course does not change. The wind may alter direction, but the ship's heading remains constant. Adaptation occurs without loss of aim. This constancy produces quiet confidence that others instinctively trust. Purpose must be written into ritual. The Stoic embeds their aim into daily action. Each morning, reflection reconnects with mission. Each task is filtered through its relevance to goal. This repetition engraves meaning into muscle. Purpose ceases to be abstract. It becomes physical through motion. Anchoring requires discipline of thought. The Stoic resists mental drift by reviewing intention regularly. They ask, "Am I still moving toward what matters?" This reflection corrects drift before it becomes deviation. Purpose is maintained through vigilance. The anchored person values patience. They understand that purpose matures through time, not impulse. The Stoic works in decades, not days. Results arrive slowly but remain permanent. Their long horizon dissolves anxiety. They move with endurance while others exhaust themselves chasing speed. Purpose demands balance between vision and adaptability. The Stoic holds aim constant but methods flexible. They adjust tools without altering direction. This adaptability preserves momentum through change. When the environment shifts, they evolve without losing essence. Anchored purpose also refines relationships. The Stoic aligns with those who share principle, not convenience. They avoid partnerships that dilute focus. Companions become chosen for integrity, not entertainment. Unity of aim replaces social drift. Association becomes extension of discipline. When energy, emotion, and environment align under purpose, the Stoic becomes immovable. External turbulence no longer provokes confusion. They move through change as if walking through wind, aware but undeterred. The anchor holds, each test reveals its strength. Purpose grants identity. The Stoic no longer asks who they are, they demonstrate it. Actions replace declarations. The individual's presence communicates intention without speech. When purpose and character unite, reputation becomes reflection, not performance. To hold purpose under temptation is mastery. Comfort whispers surrender. Fear suggests retreat. The Stoic listens but does not obey. They return to first principle. What am I here to do? That question ends hesitation. Clarity restores motion. The anchored life rejects distraction disguised as opportunity. The Stoic knows that not all movement is progress. Many roads lead nowhere. They decline paths that promise speed but sacrifice integrity. Purpose ensures direction, outweighs excitement. Anchoring also guards against despair. When failure occurs, the Stoic measures loss against mission. If the aim remains, failure is temporary. They adjust course and continue. Despair cannot survive in a life directed by meaning. Purpose strengthens humility. The Stoic recognizes they are servant of their mission, not master. Ego dissolves under duty. Success does not inflate them. It reminds them of responsibility. Purpose transforms pride into stewardship. Anchoring creates predictability of behavior. Others trust the Stoic because they act consistently with their code. This reliability builds influence without intention. Authority arises naturally from stability. Purpose also regulates consumption. The Stoic spends time, energy, and attention as extensions of aim. Entertainment without value fades. Each resource serves contribution. Waste becomes violation of principle. Anchoring makes resistance natural. The Stoic says no often. Each refusal preserves focus. Saying yes to everything fractures identity. Purpose provides filter. Does this serve the mission? If not, decline without guilt. Anchored purpose integrates with mortality. The Stoic measures life by alignment, not duration. Death loses threat when direction is constant. Each day lived toward purpose is complete in itself. Legacy replaces fear. The Stoic guards their purpose from dilution. They avoid excess comfort, flattery, and comparison. These corrode convictions slowly. The anchored person revisits their reason often, sharpening it like a blade. The sharper the aim, the cleaner the life. To live anchored is to reject drift disguised as freedom. True freedom is direction chosen and followed with discipline. The Stoic walks straight through noise, unaffected by trends, because they know where they are going. Purpose creates hierarchy of values. Minor irritations lose power when viewed beneath major aim. The Stoic does not argue over small matters. They are busy serving something larger. Perspective preserves calm. Anchored purpose turns repetition into devotion. Routine ceases to feel mechanical because it serves meaning. The Stoic works, trains, and studies with reverence. Ordinary acts become sacred when tied to mission. When purpose governs, identity stabilizes. No insult can distort it. No praise can inflate it. The Stoic stands equal before success and failure, knowing both are temporary expressions of the same pursuit. Anchored individuals inspire without intent. Their steadiness communicates assurance to those adrift. They become reference points in uncertain times. Leadership arises from gravity, not ambition. Purpose anchoring culminates in peace. The Stoic moves through life as through a map already understood. Events still surprise, but they no longer destabilize. Every circumstance is absorbed into direction. The mind remains ordered, the heart steady. To anchor purpose is to root identity in virtue and align action with reason. It is to wake each day knowing what must be done, to act without confusion, and to rest without regret. The Stoic's compass never sleeps, and because of it, neither chaos nor comfort can sway them from their chosen course. Chapter 5. Detached Observation. Detachment is vision purified of distortion. The Stoic learns to see without being seized. They stand above the noise of reaction and observe the world as system, not story. To detach is not to withdraw from life, it is to participate without surrendering clarity. The observer remains inside reality, but not entangled by it. The detached mind perceives events as sequences of cause and effect. Emotion blurs the line between what happens and what it means. The Stoic removes the blur. They watch circumstance unfold with the calm of one studying nature. A storm arrives, passes, and clears. So too do fortune, insult, and praise. Observation replaces reaction. Detachment begins with distance. The Stoic learns to step back, not physically, but mentally. The moment emotion rises, they retreat within. From that internal height, everything shrinks to proportion. The insult becomes sound. The setback becomes event. The self becomes lens, not actor. This perspective grants freedom from compulsion. Observation requires silence. Words trap perception in narrative. Silence keeps it clean. The Stoic listens before judging, studies before deciding. In conversation, they do not rush to respond. They gather data through stillness. This patience exposes motive. Most people reveal their truth if allowed to speak long enough. Detached observation sharpens judgment. The Stoic's analysis is not swayed by preference. They ask, what is the nature of this event? What can be controlled? What cannot? Once categorized, emotion ceases to matter. Energy redirects toward decision. Detachment turns chaos into map. To see clearly is to govern accurately. The Stoic applies this principle to all things: work, relationships, self. They do not assume intention, they confirm pattern. They do not react to tone, they assess content. This separation of signal from noise is discipline in thought and fairness in action. The observer cultivates neutrality without coldness. Compassion remains, but it is guided by reason. The Stoic aids others not from pity, but from understanding. They see suffering as condition of existence, not personal tragedy. This perception creates empathy without weakness. Detached observation dissolves ego. When the Stoic watches themselves as they would another, vanity fades. Mistakes become data, not shame. Success becomes process, not identity. They adjust without pride or self-punishment. This self-surveillance refines character continuously. The world praises quick judgment. The Stoic prefers accuracy. Detachment slows interpretation long enough for truth to emerge. Reaction misreads. Observation reveals. This patience forms the foundation of wisdom. What most call instinct, the Stoic calls attention refined through practice. To remain unmoved under pressure is not apathy but precision. The Stoic delays emotion until perception is complete. When others panic, they collect information. This habit transforms crises into opportunities for clarity. Decision made without noise is almost always correct. Observation must extend inward. The Stoic examines their own mind daily. They track thoughts, categorize impulses, detect bias. This self-audit prevents blindness. Detached awareness exposes patterns of fear, pride, or vanity before they corrupt action. It is introspection with surgical intent. The observer recognizes that perception is lens, not mirror. Every emotion, memory, and bias colors vision. To detach is to clean the lens continually. The Stoic asks, "What part of what I see is me?" This question dismantles illusion. Objectivity increases with humility. Observation grants patience. The Stoic does not rush to solve what time will resolve. They understand that clarity often requires duration. When emotion cools, truth appears. Waiting becomes strength, not delay. The detached person watches until patterns reveal themselves. Detachment produces strategic advantage. Those who are reactive can be predicted. Those who observe cannot. The Stoic becomes unreadable, not from secrecy, but from self-control. Their face mirrors calm. Their decisions appear effortless. To others, it feels like foresight. In truth, it is simply perception unclouded by agitation. Detached observation strengthens relationships. The Stoic does not personalize behavior. They recognize that each person acts from their conditioning. Offense dissolves when viewed through understanding. The observer responds to cause, not symptom. Conflict reduces because ego is absent from interpretation. The practice of detachment requires humility before fact. The Stoic prefers reality to comfort. When truth contradicts belief, they adjust belief. This submission to evidence refines intellect. Detached minds evolve, reactive minds defend. Observation builds resilience. When misfortune strikes, the Stoic studies it. They identify sequence, consequence, and lesson. The focus shifts from suffering to comprehension. Knowledge extracted from hardship becomes immunity. Pain studied ceases to repeat. To observe well, one must slow perception. The Stoic uses breath as anchor. When the mind accelerates, breathing slows it. This rhythm returns focus to present data instead of imagined outcome. Calm restores objectivity. Detached observation is the antidote to manipulation. The world trades in reaction, advertising, politics, gossip. The Stoic stands outside these mechanisms by refusing automatic response. They question before accepting. Observation interrupts programming. Independence grows through awareness. Silence is often misunderstood as indifference. The Stoic knows it as control. They do not rush to fill gaps in conversation or outcome. Space reveals truth. In quiet, motives surface, dynamics shift, answers emerge. The observer gains more by waiting than the impulsive by speaking. Detached observation enhances decision-making. When emotional noise fades, information aligns. The Stoic recognizes leverage, timing, and proportion. They act with precision rather than force. Success follows naturally from correct reading of circumstance. To observe life without ownership of outcome is peace. The Stoic performs duty fully, accepts result without distortion. They know that clarity ends where attachment begins. Detachment maintains perspective through both victory and defeat. The observer's discipline transforms judgment into intuition. Over years of watching carefully, patterns become instinctive. The Stoic sees the consequence within the cause, the failure within the excess, the truth beneath the performance. This foresight is not mystical, it is observation accelerated by experience. Detached observation demands solitude. Noise corrupts perception. The Stoic spends time alone to recalibrate senses. In isolation, awareness sharpens. When they re-enter the world, vision remains clear amid movement. Observation must also extend to time. The Stoic views life as continuum, not moment. Events gain proportion when placed within long sequence. What seems disaster now may prove necessity later. Detached awareness reframes pain as transition. The detached person learns to view their own mortality with calm. Life and death become alternating states of the same process. Fear fades when seen from altitude. The observer accepts impermanence as natural law. Each breath observed becomes sacred, not desperate. To practice detached observation is to cultivate constant learning. The Stoic collects insight from all experience, enemy, failure, nature, silence. Every source becomes teacher. Judgment narrows knowledge. Observation expands it. Detachment purifies focus. When unnecessary emotion is removed, action becomes clean. The Stoic works without agitation, speaks without exaggeration, decides without hesitation. Their conduct appears effortless because resistance is gone. The observer respects perception as responsibility. To see clearly is to act justly. Distorted vision harms others. Objective vision serves truth. The Stoic maintains this integrity even when it isolates them. Detachment preserves justice. Detached observation extends to thought origin. The Stoic asks continually, who is thinking this, reason or fear? This question filters illusion from wisdom. They do not chase every idea. They select only those born from clarity. Observation without detachment becomes gossip. Detachment without compassion becomes coldness. The Stoic balances both. They watch the world with empathy but without entanglement. Their awareness serves service, not superiority. The detached mind becomes mirror to reality. It reflects, never distorts. Others find peace in its presence because it amplifies truth without judgment. The Stoic thus influences quietly, through perception, not persuasion. To live as observer is to transcend impulse. The Stoic remains among humanity, yet untouched by its chaos. They participate fully, feel deeply, but decide rationally. Emotion exists, but it serves reason. Perspective remains intact. When the mind becomes detached, fear loses grip. The unknown becomes curiosity, not threat. Loss becomes transformation, not tragedy. Observation reveals the pattern beneath appearance. Everything changes, yet all change serves order. Detachment refines identity. The Stoic no longer defines themselves through roles or labels. They are process, not position. This freedom eliminates anxiety over reputation or status. Observation replaces validation. Detached observation culminates in serenity. The Stoic lives as if seated on high ground, watching the world below, engaged, alert, unaffected. They see folly and wisdom, rise and fall, gain and loss as parts of one design. Judgment fades, understanding remains. To master detached observation is to move through life untouched by chaos, yet fully awake within it. It is to act without distortion, to perceive without ownership, and to live as clarity embodied. The Stoic becomes both participant and witness, grounded in reason, elevated in vision. Chapter 6. Inner Authority. Authority begins where dependence ends. The Stoic understands that control over self is the only command that cannot be taken away. When a person no longer needs permission to act, approval to believe, or validation to continue, they become ungovernable by circumstance. This is inner authority, the state of ruling from within. The disciplined mind governs like an empire of one. Its borders are thoughts, its citizens are actions, its laws are principles. No external power can overthrow such order. The Stoic builds this dominion through self-trust, through knowing that their reasoning, once examined, stands higher than opinion. Inner authority arises from clarity of conscience. When a person acts according to principle, doubt loses its leverage. The Stoic measures worth by alignment, not applause. Their strength grows silent because it does not require recognition. It is conviction distilled into presence. The one who possesses inner authority no longer reacts to approval or insult. Praise does not elevate. Criticism does not diminish. The Stoic evaluates both as noise from the crowd beyond the walls. Their standard is internal. They do not seek to be understood. They seek to be consistent. Authority requires solitude. The Stoic retreats into silence to test thought against truth. They strip away influence until only principle remains. When they emerge, they speak with the weight of independence. Their words carry force because they originate from reflection, not echo. The disciplined person cultivates this self-reliance daily. Every decision verified through reason strengthens the chain of command between mind and action. Over time, obedience to principle replaces obedience to impulse. Authority becomes reflex. The Stoic knows that dependence on approval weakens judgment. The more one seeks to please, the less one perceives clearly. Inner authority demands clarity without compromise. The Stoic listens to others but remains final judge. Counsel informs, conscience decides. To lead oneself is the first form of leadership. The Stoic directs emotion, thought, and behavior as a commander directs forces. When fear advances, they counter with courage. When temptation approaches, they answer with discipline. This governance makes them reliable in every field they enter. The person with inner authority commands respect without demanding it. Their certainty is quiet, their tone balanced, their posture assured. Others sense structure beneath calmness. Influence flows naturally from order. The Stoic understands that to rely on external power is to live in instability. Trends, hierarchies, and opinions shift. The one who anchors identity in them will collapse when they do. The Stoic builds identity on unchanging virtues. Reason, justice, courage, temperance, these form a throne that cannot be removed. Inner authority transforms adversity into proving ground. Challenge becomes confirmation of principle. The Stoic meets resistance as an opportunity to exercise sovereignty. Each hardship faced without surrender expands dominion inwardly. True authority does not shout. It states. The Stoic's calm certainty unsettles the boastful because it reveals the insecurity behind their volume. Power expressed through stillness carries more gravity than power expressed through display. The disciplined mind views obedience to emotion as submission, anger, fear, envy. These are insurgents against order. The Stoic neutralizes them by reasoned command. Each emotion is acknowledged, disciplined, and redeployed toward purpose. Nothing governs the self except the self. Inner authority cannot coexist with deceit. The Stoic tells the truth first to themselves. They confront weakness directly, not through excuse. This honesty is the backbone of their strength. Self-deception breeds dependence. Clarity breeds power. Confidence without foundation is noise. The Stoics' confidence arises from repetition of integrity. They have tested their principles in silence, failure, and isolation. What remains after those trials is certainty born of evidence, not ego. Authority is presence under pressure. When others seek instruction in chaos, they turn toward the composed. The Stoic remains deliberate when urgency erupts. Their calm issues direction without command. Leadership becomes natural extension of inner governance. To maintain authority, the Stoic practices discipline in all things. Every neglected duty weakens the chain of command. They ensure mind and body obey will. The body rises when called. The mind focuses when required. Each act of obedience strengthens rule. Inner authority rejects comparison. The Stoic measures progress against their own prior state. They are competitor and witness simultaneously. Envy dissolves when growth is internal. The horizon becomes mirror. The sovereign self does not depend on certainty from outcome. The Stoic commits to process, not guarantee success or failure alters nothing in principle. They remain unbroken because they act from internal necessity, not external reward. Authority requires the courage to stand alone. The Stoic accepts isolation as the cost of conviction. They would rather be correct in solitude than popular in error. This solitude refines judgment until it can guide without echo. Self-respect is the currency of authority. Each time the Stoic acts against fear or temptation, they earn more of it over time. This balance becomes wealth beyond measure, quiet, invisible, unstealable. The disciplined person no longer negotiates with weakness. Excuses lose language. Delay loses appeal. The will speaks and the body obeys. In this unity, hesitation disappears. Motion becomes expression of command. To build inner authority, the Stoic must eliminate internal corruption. Complaints, justifications, and indulgences are like disloyal ministers, each must be dismissed. Governance of self tolerates no deceitful advisor. Order is restored through honesty and restraint. The Stoic rules not by dominance but by example. Their composure sets standard. Their consistency becomes law. Those around them adjust to their steadiness because it simplifies interaction. Predictability becomes power. Authority is maintenance of alignment under pressure. The Stoic checks their motives often. When pride intrudes, they recalibrate toward principle. When fatigue tempts negligence, they return to duty. Constant correction preserves integrity. The one who commands themselves fears no authority. They respect law but are never enslaved by it, because their moral code surpasses it. The Stoic obeys virtue even when unseen. Their conscience is higher court than judgment of others. Inner authority gives voice weight. When the Stoic speaks, words carry force because they are backed by consistency. They do not argue. They declare argument seeks victory. Declaration reflects certainty. Authority radiates through posture. The Stoic walks with balance, gestures with precision, and looks directly without aggression. Their body language communicates self-approval. Presence replaces persuasion. To maintain sovereignty, one must rule habits. the Stoic inspects every pattern, how they eat, sleep, work, rest. Disorder in the small predicts collapse in the great. They govern details until excellence becomes environment. Inner authority is tested in silence. The Stoic's resolve must hold when no witness watches. Private discipline builds public strength. What is practiced unseen determines the stability of what is shown. Authority rejects dependency on mood. The Stoic acts regardless of emotional weather. Will becomes constant temperature. This steadiness allows them to execute while others hesitate. Action remains clean because it is detached from feeling. Power derived from integrity endures. The Stoic does not need control over others to feel strong. They need only control over themselves. This self-mastery produces respect that cannot be demanded, only earned through example. Inner authority also refines humility. The Stoic understands that mastery is stewardship. Power misused decays. Therefore, they wield influence with precision, never excess. Authority without arrogance is strength perfected. The governed self produces ordered life. Decisions align, actions compound, results stabilize. Chaos recedes because leadership within prevents disorder. Without the Stoics' world mirrors their structure. To command the self is to free the spirit. The Stoic no longer fears the loss of control because they are control. They move through uncertainty as through wind, steady, balanced, sure. Their authority does not demand obedience from others. It inspires it. The culmination of inner authority is peace. When the self obeys the self, conflict ends, doubt silences, direction becomes instinct. The Stoic stands as both ruler and servant of their own reason, unmoved, unwavering, complete. Chapter 7. Enduring Stillness. Stillness is not the absence of motion, but the mastery of it. The Stoic learns that peace is not found in retreat, but in regulation. It is the control of rhythm, the balance between thought and silence, movement and rest. Enduring stillness is energy tamed, awareness sustained through every season of life. The disciplined mind burns like a steady flame, never frantic, never dimmed. Its strength lies in consistency. While others oscillate between anxiety and excitement, the Stoic remains centered. This center is not emotional numbness, but complete alignment between reason and being. Their calm is alive. It breathes, perceives, decides. Stillness begins with breath. The Stoic observes inhalation as discipline, exhalation as release. Each controlled breath reaffirms dominion over body and thought. The pulse steadies, the senses sharpen, and clarity returns. This simple act becomes practice of mastery, repeated daily until serenity becomes reflex. Enduring stillness forms through adversity. The Stoic does not wait for peace to arrive. They build it amid conflict. When storms rise, they remain unbroken. External chaos is reminder to deepen internal order. Their composure under pressure becomes evidence of control, proof that calmness can coexist with difficulty. Stillness does not depend on isolation. The Stoic maintains tranquility in the marketplace, on the battlefield, in the noise of daily life. Their quiet is internal, not environmental. It cannot be stolen because it does not reside in circumstance. Wherever they stand, equilibrium follows. Enduring stillness requires detachment from outcome. The Stoic fulfills duty without demanding reward. They act, release, and rest. When victory arrives, they remain steady. When failure visits, they remain steady. This balance eliminates despair and arrogance alike. Stillness persists because it is rooted in principle, not result. The calm person governs perception. They see events as they are, not as emotions paint them. Distortion cannot survive in the clear water of a still mind. The Stoic filters judgment through logic until truth appears clean. That clarity is their armor against fear and confusion. Stillness refines endurance. The restless burn out quickly, the calm last. The Stoic's energy does not spike, it flows. They accomplish more with less motion because nothing leaks through agitation. Action becomes deliberate, recovery immediate, progress continuous. Peace becomes power when it outlasts chaos. The Stoic steadiness unsettles the volatile. People feel drawn to the calm that does not react. It is gravity disguised as gentleness. The still mind pulls the world into its rhythm without a word. Enduring stillness does not suppress emotion, it refines it. The Stoic feels deeply but slowly. Each emotion is processed, filtered, understood, and released. No feeling governs decision. This restraint transforms emotion into insight, preventing it from decaying into impulse. Silence becomes a teacher. In moments when words would waste energy, the Stoic listens. Within quiet, thought matures. The mind arranges chaos into order. Ideas surface, solutions form, understanding deepens. Stillness becomes creative force. The Stoic views patience as architecture. Time builds strength, brick by brick. Rushing weakens structure. They wait not passively, but purposefully. Each delay fortifies self-command. Their stillness under waiting is discipline in motion. Enduring stillness extends to movement itself. The Stoic walks, works, and acts without haste. Even in urgency, their gestures remain measured. Precision replaces panic. This rhythm calms both self and surroundings. They move like water, yielding yet unstoppable. To maintain stillness amid noise, the Stoic limits exposure. They guard the mind from excess input. Every headline, argument, or distraction is filtered through one question: does this serve clarity? If not, it is dismissed. Stillness requires boundaries. The disciplined person separates solitude from loneliness. Solitude is chosen space for renewal. Loneliness is reaction to emptiness. The Stoic embraces the first and transcends the second alone. They meet themselves without disguise. Stillness deepens when the noise of identity fades. Enduring stillness transforms response to conflict. The Stoic does not mirror aggression. They absorb it, neutralize it, and return reason. This composure disarms hostility. Calmness wins without contest because it cannot be provoked into waste. The calm mind is unhurried even in crisis. The Stoic knows that reaction speeds error. They slow perception, gather fact, and decide cleanly. Others mistake this stillness for hesitation until results reveal its superiority. Stillness sharpens memory. When emotion quiets, detail becomes visible. The Stoic remembers precisely because their attention is undistracted. Focus is full presence. They see, hear, and retain what agitation misses. Enduring stillness reshapes identity. The Stoic no longer defines themselves by pace or pressure. They become instrument of steadiness. Others feel safety near them, as if standing beside a lighthouse during storm. Their composure guides without instruction. Peace sustained becomes influence. The Stoic leads not by noise but by example. Their calm communicates order more effectively than speech. In their presence, others slow, breathe, and align. Stillness spreads contagiously. Stillness requires faith in order. The Stoic trusts that every event fits within a larger structure. This trust removes panic. Acceptance replaces resistance. They act with diligence but release control of outcome. Fate and effort coexist without tension. The disciplined mind practices micro-stillness, moments of pause between actions, thoughts, or words. These brief silences preserve coherence. The Stoic moves from one task to the next without mental residue. Presence renews with each pause. Enduring stillness thrives on simplicity. Complexity breeds restlessness. The Stoic simplifies environment, schedule, and purpose until only essentials remain. Each unnecessary possession or distraction removed increases tranquility. The uncluttered mind mirrors the uncluttered space. To remain still amid praise or blame is high discipline. The Stoic hears both as weather, pleasant or harsh, but passing identity anchored in virtue does not rise or fall with opinion. This detachment preserves the flame. Stillness fortifies courage. Fear feeds on movement, running, fleeing, arguing. The Stoic faces it motionless. The absence of retreat breaks fear's rhythm. What cannot make you flinch cannot rule you. Peace is also preparation. The Stoic trains calmness daily so that crisis meets readiness. Under threat, the practiced breath steadies hand and mind. Stillness becomes survival skill, a quiet weapon sharpened through repetition. Enduring stillness manifests physically. The Stoic's gestures are slow, deliberate. Their voice remains level, even in argument. This control signals confidence. The world measures authority by calmness. Stillness does not mean inaction. The Stoic works constantly, but their pace is rhythmic, not frantic. They execute with composure, pause without guilt, and return with focus. Efficiency replaces effort. The calm accomplish more because they lose nothing to chaos. To remain tranquil in failure is mastery. The Stoic learns from error without emotional collapse. They correct course immediately, free from despair. Stillness keeps vision intact when others drown in disappointment. The calm individual cultivates gratitude as anchor. They count what remains rather than mourn what is gone. Gratitude steadies the flame when winds rise. It turns scarcity into perspective, loss into refinement. Enduring stillness is tested through repetition. Each day carries disturbance disguised as routine, delays, frustrations, interruptions. The Stoic uses each as rehearsal. Every irritation resisted deepens control. Eventually, stillness becomes the natural state. When stillness matures, it becomes presence. The Stoic enters a room and changes its atmosphere. Their serenity alters tempo. Others adjust unconsciously, mirroring the stability they feel. This influence is invisible yet undeniable. The calm mind finds beauty in simplicity. A sunrise, a glass of water, a quiet morning, all become sacred rituals. Appreciation without desire forms joy that lasts. Contentment replaces pursuit. This is wealth without cost. Enduring stillness dissolves conflict between self and world. The Stoic stops demanding that life match preference. They adapt. What cannot be changed is accepted. What can be improved is improved quietly. Balance returns because resistance ends. To live in enduring stillness is to exist unthreatened by time. The Stoic moves through days as if walking through a vast, calm sea, aware of depth, certain of direction, untouched by waves. Their peace is not fragile, it is elemental. Stillness, when perfected, becomes strength beyond aggression. It is power that commands without movement, defends without armor, influences without words. The Stoic silence is not emptiness, it is sovereignty contained. The one who achieves enduring stillness no longer chases peace. They radiate it. Their calm becomes structure. Their presence becomes guidance. They are unmoved by chaos, unbroken by noise, and unhurried by time. In stillness, they find eternity waiting for them.